Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed the presets in my truck, so those old songs don't sneak up. They still find me and remind me, yeah, you come back that easy. Try restaurants I've never been to, order new things off the menu that I never tried, 'cause you didn't like.
Buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Hello, everyone. It's Carly. Gossip of your Carly is me. Welcome to Daytime After Dark tonight. I'm so excited. I'm really excited because you know, my TV husband will be on. Okay, my noon TV husband, let's clear this up, okay? My other TV husband, Christoph St. John, we all know, passed away, and, you know, I moaned. I'm still moaning. But I need a new TV husband to make myself feel better, and Daddy Peck, who's coming on the show, you know, was kind of hanging on my wall before Christoph was hanging on my wall in my bedroom when I was growing up. So, you know, that's exciting. I mean, you know. But tomorrow we will have another show. And Nicholas Cosnu, I hope I'm saying that right now, is coming on the show. And that will be at 1 p.m., West Coast time, and 4 p.m. East Coast. That's tomorrow with Nicholas. And tonight, Tuesday morning we have a very special guest. I cannot look at our guest people. Oh, I'm dead by people. But now I'm so excited because my TV husband is actually on the line, and it's been forever since I talked to him because he sort of missed my birthday show. Was like, I'm going to forgive him, you know, I will, people. So here is the edit. And by the way, you guys need to go look at the wonderful banner my friend Sarah did of all his pictures that make him really, really sexy pictures of him. So here he is. Hi!
Hey! Carly, how are you?
Good! No, I totally know. I knew you were busy for my birthday. I totally forgive you, but I've been dying to ask you a question because it's been bothering me ever since we last talked, and I really didn't say this, but I felt bad because I didn't say on the last show that I was really, really sorry that Cliff Bones from Dallas died. And I meant to say that when we were on the air last time because, after all, you were on Dallas, people. He was on Dallas. And when we hung up, I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot to tell him that because I meant to tell you the whole show about that. And I feel really bad about that for, like, a week. So, yeah, yeah, because I like Cliff Bond, you know, but I thought he messed with JR way too much. So, you know, I was just going to tell you that, but I forgot to tell you that, so now I feel better telling you that.
Well, thank you, hon. First of all, happy birthday to you. And
thank you.
I'm so sorry that I missed your birthday show. And you know, I heard from David that you had Karen Witter, Lori, on there. And when I heard that name, I was like, oh my gosh, what a sweetheart! An old friend of mine from back in the '80s, Karen. I did a movie called Dangerously Close with Carrie Lowell and John Stockwell, and Karen was also an actor in that film. And she just was such a sweetheart, such a nice person, and I've always just been a huge, huge fan of hers. And I know that she called in. I'm sorry that I missed her as well. As far as Ken Kershaval, you mentioned Ken Cliff Barnes on the show, and I really, really enjoyed working with Ken. He was such a genuine, sweet, deep, nice man. And, you know, that character, you know, he was a foil for Larry Hagman's character, JR, obviously. But he also, you know, as you remember, that character had another side, you know, to where he had a sweet side, and he was protective of Cherie Wilson's character, April, on the show. And Ken was just that way in real life. He was a very, very sweet, gracious guy. I always really enjoyed talking with him. And, you know, the funny thing about that entire cast on that show, I was a young man, you know, when I was on that show, and I played a villain. I played a heavy on the show, you know, had a lot of deep emotional and chemical substance issues and things. I played a really nasty character, but the entire cast, actually welcomed me. I've always had really wonderful welcomes from any cast that I've ever joined. Dallas would might well be at the very top, just as how gracious and kind and helpful and supportive and that the cast was to me. And Ken was right at the top of that list. So was a really, really nice man, and I was so saddened to see that he was no longer with us, but a very, very, very kind man.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I mean, you know, my grandfather got me into Dallas, so you should really thank him. But every time him and Zayar and Cliff Barnes were going at it, you know, the room had to be quiet, people, and no one was allowed to come in the room until they were done fighting. And I always find that funny, because I'm like thinking now we, you know, we could have paused it, people, and then, you know, we could have had a little family, whatever my grandmother wanted to say, and then we could have gone back to it, but we were not allowed to talk when Zayal and Cliff was fighting, and I just find that hilarious now. I'm like, okay, that's where I get it from. That is totally where I get it from, and I know you were on Dave's, because I know every show you were on. Did you ever work, because I was trying to remember, did you ever work with Peggy McKay, that just passed away in December? Did you ever work with her?
I did not know. You said Peggy McKay passed away?
Yeah, she.
Oh.
Yeah.
Know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I'm
in
so
December.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she did in December. Then yesterday, on Dave's, they had the memorial for her all the wake at the Brady Pub, and I just want to complain again that, you know, the soap and the Kleenexes, people are in cahoots together. I'm really starting to believe that, because it just, you know, like every other week I'm crying over something here, and I just wanted to say that you were right. Not watching the Kristoff stuff, if you you never got around to it, right?
No, I didn't. know, to be honest, I just have had mixed feelings about watching that those two episodes that were tributes to Chris. You know, I just haven't really been able to bring myself to do it, to be honest with you. As far as Peggy McKay, just a wonderful, kind lady. I really enjoyed getting to know her. I wasn't aware that she passed. A lot of things that happen, Carly, in daytime and daytime television, you know, I'm just unaware of, to be honest with you. I'm kind of out of the loop. I don't choose to be out of the loop. I just, it's just not, some of the news just, doesn't filter down to me because of whatever I'm doing in my day. But, it saddens me greatly when I see some of these folks that I've known in the past, you know, I guess because I too am getting older, and as we all are. And, when I look back over my long career, a lot of it started in the early 80s. A lot of people that I worked with that really made me feel very welcomed and that really touched me in a lot of ways. A lot of these folks are starting to leave us, and it's really tough. It's just tough. I hear it and see it all the time. And sometimes I'm even just, I kind of say, oh, what's such and such up to? And I'm almost afraid sometimes to look some folks up because I don't want to see that they're no longer here. And my gosh, Peggy, that's actually quite surprising to me. She's such a vibrant, energetic, wonderful, wonderful person. Just one of the kindest that you'd ever meet on set. No doubt about it.
Well, yeah, and I thought you already knew, but like I say, every time you come on, we are getting you back on daytime if it's the last thing I do, because I'm sorry, you should be on daytime. It's wrong on every level that you are not on my screen 5 days a week, and that this may be totally, totally selfish. And so when my friend was doing your pictures for me, I'm dying to know the story of the pictures of you and Heather. I think it was the Soap Opera Digest cover. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What was that?
You talk about the flyer. Oh, yeah, okay. That picture of Heather and I on the flyer is actually, it's kind of a zoomed in close up. What it was Heather, me, and Sherry Shattuck was on the other side of me, and it was a Soap Opera Digest cover of the three of us together. And
wow.
You know, it's funny because I didn't realize that picture of Heather and I was the soap cover. And a while back, when I ran across that cover, oh, wait a minute, that's that other shot, because I think I had it in my file as Heather and me, you know. And when I ran across it, I said, oh, okay, I didn't remember that that was actually a close-up of the cover shot. But, that is where that particular picture is from, yeah.
That is really good. I mean, I thought you and Victoria were, you know, the couple back in the day, and you know, I still think Ryan sort of left you guys alone, and I think that, you know, you guys could have made, like, you know, you guys could have been the next, in my opinion, the next Victor and Nikki if they just let you be on the sofa longer, and
yeah,
then you guys could have,
well.
Yeah, you know, guys could have really been the next super couple, but no, that didn't happen. But I'm dying to know, what was it like with Meg Ryan, working with her?
The other picture there, you're speaking of the picture on the flyer with Meg Ryan and I, that picture? The picture on your flyer that you all made? Yeah, that picture is actually from a Western series that I did for ABC. It was a primetime series called Wildside back in 1985. And I was one of the leads, and Meg Ryan was my love interest. And this is, you know, she had her soap career and everything just prior to this. I remember she lived back in New York. Yeah, at the time, she moved to L.A. to do that series, or, you know, maybe temporarily, I guess, moved. But I remember, and, you know, the funny thing was, is that when I met Meg, I had never, I think I knew who she was, but, and I think I might have caught her on the soap or something when she had her soap run, but I didn't, you know, I hadn't seen much of her, but she was just a doll, a really wonderful, sweet, outgoing, just great personality. I just loved her. Just such a wonderful, down to earth, smart. I remember she was very well read. She loved to read. And I mean, like not many people I had met at that particular time. She was just she has a passion for literature, but a real sweetheart. It's just a real pleasure to work with, and I always knew she would do extremely well. She just, when I met her, I remember she was so much more seasoned and professional than I was. You know, I was basically an untrained actor on a primetime series. I was really fortunate to get that role, and Meg was a very seasoned, professional, well-trained, you know, working actor. And she just was such a pleasure. You know, she never let me feel like I was what I was, which was green. She never made me feel that way ever. But she was just such a pleasure to work with, and just a doll. I really, really enjoyed. We used to spend a lot of time hanging out together, her and I. We ate lunch together all the time and hung out. And she had a boyfriend, and of course I had a girlfriend who is my wife today, and so we were just really good pals. She was just a very sweet girl. So happy for her success that she's had.
You know, I love Meg Ryan. You know, I've seen Sleepless in Seattle like, I don't know, 50 times. And when yeah. Harry Met Sally, I've seen over and over. But when I was little, my mom didn't at first get what the movie was about, and so, you know, my dad's like, "Oh, let her go watch it, and then we can have some alone time." And then, after the movie, I was telling them about the movie, and my mom's like, okay, number one, I could have watched that with you, and number two, how would Meg Ryan, like, she was great, and, but, you know, that, I mean, she's wonderful, and, you know, I agree with you, you know, after the soap, she just took off, you know, into movies, and doing so many movies, And what is the picture with you and the cowboy hat? Because the cowboy hat, I love that picture of you. I find it really, really great and sexy. And so what's the story of the cowboy hat?
Let me think which one that is. Am I wearing a white shirt? Is it the one where I'm wearing a white shirt? Do you remember?
Because
on your flyer, I can't remember if I have I think that might be the only picture. To be honest with you, Carly, I have a lot of shots in cowboy hats because I just like cowboy hats. But there's one, and I think if I remember correctly on your flyer, there's one when I'm wearing a white shirt, and I'm smiling, and I'm wearing a black hat. That was taken by my wife in our pool. I remember one day I was out doing something, and my wife, of course, is a photographer, and, you know, when she gets a new lens or something or another, actually, most all of the, you know, as actors, we have, you know, we get our pictures taken for our headshots and things like that. And then when you're working on a series or a movie or something, they have their own set photographer. I know it on the soaps, you know, they have the network photographers and the magazine photographers and this and that. But aside from
I love all the pictures.
Our little different than what others have taken of me because, because she knows me so well, she kind of captures me in a way and she disarms me in a way that I'm just, my comfort level is just so much more at ease with her probably than anybody else I've shot with. But in that particular picture, we took that on our ranch. I was, you know, in the pool. It was one of those things where I was out messing around doing something. She had her camera. And I remember I had seen a picture of a country artist. What's his name? He's the country artist that's down in the Bahamas. You know, he's obviously from Tennessee, but he has this island in the Bahamas. I can't remember right now. It shows you my memory's going. But anyway, he had a really fun picture that was taken like in the pool or in the ocean. It was in the ocean. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. And I had just seen that picture, and it was a hot day, and I had my hat on and stuff. I ended up, like, taking off my T-shirt and jumping in the water, you know, with my Pure Beaver hat, which you can get wet, you know. And I jumped in the water. She took up pictures. And then she says, get a shot where you're wearing a shirt, not without a shirt, because, you know, maybe you want to use this and you don't want the picture, you know. And I said, yeah, I don't really want a wet picture in the water without a shirt. Let me try one with a shirt. So I threw on that white shirt, and that's where that came from. And as it ended up, you know, that one, you know, somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody I used to do personal appearances for turned that into a poster, and then the poster got out there and it may kind of got its rounds. But again, that's a picture I'm actually fond of because my wife took it and we took it at home and just, we had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, I think all your pictures are really good, and I've always wanted to ask you.
Carly, you are kind, but they are not. They're not all good. There's a lot of real stinkers out there. You know, I'm actually not photogenic. I really am not. I guess that's why I like shooting with my wife. It's because, you know, I'm truly not photogenic, but she knows how to kind of take pictures that are, you know, a little less harm, a little less tough on me, you know.
Well, okay, but I have to disagree with you because, I'm sorry, you cannot, in my opinion, you cannot take a bad picture, and most women in America will agree with me. Yes, but I've been wanting to ask you a question. Back when you were on All My Children, and after all, you played the handsome, sexy Dr. Zeke Martin, by the way, people. Were you able to remember all the medical stuff? Because I've always been curious. When someone has to play a doctor or a lawyer on a TV show and they have all this medical stuff, and of course you're not a doctor, but you really could be, how can you remember all that stuff?
Well, first of all, Carly, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I was a pre-med major for 3 years when I was in college. And I always wanted to be a physician. So when I had the chance to play a doctor, I really embraced that role because it was something that I really always aspired to be when I was a kid growing up. But as far as the medical jargon, I tell you, I never took the medical language in my script lightly. I always wanted to know, what is it that I'm really asking for? And I really want to know what it was, rather than just, you know, throwing off the things that I oftentimes did. I wanted to know exactly what it was. So I had a buddy of mine who was a physician, one of my real good friends. And, you know, he was so cool all the time about whenever I'd call him up and ask him something. And sometimes I'd call him up and say things, ask him questions. He's like, well, actually, that's not correct. I mean, I'm not trying to change your script, but that actually is not, it's actually not even possible. What they meant to say was this. So there were a couple times that I went back to AMC and said, hey, yeah, you know, I got this good friend of mine who's a physician. Yeah. And he said, if I say this, every nurse, everybody in the medical profession is going to kind of snicker and say, we're really not being authentic. That actually is not the way we should say it. And they'd say, oh, okay, well, how did he say to say it? And I said, well, actually, he said to say it like this. And so I didn't do it very often, but a couple of times I did go to them and make corrections, and the corrections were the ones that my friend gave me. And so what made it, you know, for me is I actually really wanted to know what I was saying, what I was asking for, what I was requesting, you know, Jake was requesting, and I wanted to know, what is it? And so that was kind of fun, you know, trying to make it as real as I could, and my buddy helping me along the way was kind of fun. We enjoyed it. But it wasn't that hard. You know, none of that stuff's that hard. You know what I mean? When your job requires that you obviously learn the dialogue and this and that. There's something about the pressure that all actors are, whether they're on stage or on camera, that they have to obviously get comfortable with the lines. That it's just something that, as I used to use the expression, put the gun to your head. You know, in other words, the gun is to your head. If you don't learn your lines and have them down, have them solid, and be able to breeze through in one take, then you're probably not going to be around very long. So you have no choice. And when you have no choice, our brains tend to step up. At least that's my experience. You know what I mean? If somebody said, hey, you better learn these lines. You got 30 pages, and you're going to learn these lines in 4 weeks. Well, I probably wouldn't learn them to the 29th day. But if you tell me, hey, you got to learn these lines, and you've got 3 hours, and you got 30 pages, I'm going to learn them because the gun is to the head. So that's always the way it was with me, and I think it was maybe with some actors, is there is no choice. If you want the job, you've got to develop you have to have the ability, you know, to obviously learn the lines. And everybody we watch and love in daytime and prime time, they all do it, and they all do it beautifully, and that's one reason they're probably successful at it. What are you typing out there, girl?
Well, I remember on AMC when Leo died, and you had to basically tell, you know, be in the room with Greenlee and basically, you know, calm her down and basically tell her, you know, that we're going to stop, you know, looking for him and how you calmed her down. And I always thought you and Rebecca, another Miss pairing, people of Greenlee and Jake, they could have been something amazing, but did they listen to me? No. I always thought that was a really poignant scene between you two, because she just lost the love of her life, and Jake and Greenlee have this love and hate relationship. Like, I go back on YouTube all the time, and, you know, when she was sick, but you didn't believe her, you like, go home. And she was real, really sick, and I'm like, Jake, listen to her, see? Is really sick, and I just love that dialogue between the two of you, because it was just, you two had this funny relationship that, you know, could have really blossomed to you two getting married, having a baby. I have like the whole scenario planned out in my head, but AMC ruined it for me. And, you know, I could vote a better storyline for the character of Jake for you, because I don't think they voted as good as I would have, but you know, that's just my opinion. And I mean, I would love to see you and Rebecca reunite, because I still think you guys have that chemistry. Or mm-hmm. you and Amelia reunite, or you and Heather Tom, like, get one of you leading ladies in a movie with you, if we can do it on a soap, and, you know, make a movie or something, because I think you have chemistry with all three of them. So I just wanted to make sure to tell you, no matter acting role you have, you have chemistry with all the leading ladies, so you really don't have to worry about that part of it. But I need to tell you something really funny. So David and I, well, for the last 2 weeks, we have been fighting over you. Just so I thought you should know. And since you're my TV husband, and he goes, you better let me talk to him. You better not hug the whole time. And I'm like, I would not do that. And in my brain, I'm like, yes, I would. Of course I would. Of course that would be something I would do. But I'd rather put David on, because he's probably counting how many minutes that I've been on the air with you, and he hasn't talked to you yet. And just for the sake of, since he does most of the booking for the show and keeps the show running and remind me of all the guests we have coming up, I mean, I don't know, should we let him on or not? I mean, I'm really torn inside, Zay. I mean, I don't know what to do, because I could be really evil tonight and just pretend he's not on the
line.
But
evil.
That would be really mean. But we should put him on the line, right?
You know what? Before you put him on the line, let me just say one thing really quick.
I know. I will.
Okay. Hang on one sec. I'll tell you.
David, you on the line.
Hi, Davey. How you doing?
Hey, David. Hey, you know what? I started to say before she put you on the line, and I just wanted to make this little point about all my children and Greenlee and Jake. I thought that the writers of the show did a really good job at picking up on a dynamic that was basically mm-hmm. there between Jake and Greenlee. What that dynamic was, you know, Greenlee was obviously, you know, in love with Leo. She had a relationship with Leo, a wonderful relationship with Leo. But what she had from Jake was different. And I think I give credit to the writers, that the writers saw that Jake was, older than Leo was. And there was a certain sort of kind of, lack of a better word, that, you know, just being a little older, there was a maturity difference between those two characters and kind of where Jake was at in his life at that time. And the writers were really cool that they picked up on a certain dynamic that was there between Jake and Greenlee, and they ran with that banter that they had, that thing that, you know, she, you know, they you're right, they had this kind of love-hate relationship, but her character really saw the good attributes in Jake, and Jake certainly saw the good attributes in her, and she brought out a better side of him, and maybe he brought out, you know, a different side of her. And I just thought that the way that the writers picked up on that was really cool, how they did that to try to make it an interesting triangle, rather than two guys that are very similar, walk alike, look alike, and talk alike. They actually took two characters that were quite different, you know, and had their positive sides, and even had our negative sides, but they made that really interesting. I thought they did a really good job with it, actually. And I was glad I had the opportunity to be able to play that dynamic because it was different. It was different. I really did enjoy that story, that storyline, because of that, you know. Anyway, David, what's going on, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm having a great time tonight. Yeah. I'm doing good. Okay, I found out you were on Highway to Heaven. We would like to work on that show. So I'll be playing that show. Highway to Heaven.
David, that was a great time. I really, really enjoyed working on that show. And I just say that Michael Landon was just tremendous. One of the funnest people that I've ever worked with. I just loved him. Such a good guy, and he loved actors. He loved the craft of acting. He loved the collaboration of everyone. He adored his crew. His crew loved him. That might well have been, you know, that or Dallas, as far as just the happiest set.
Yeah.
I'd say the Michael Landon Highway to Heaven set might have been the happiest group of people. I'm talking about the cast and crew and production office that I'd ever been around. They were just a really – and I knew that from the very first time that they ever brought me in casting there. I remember I knew that because the executive producer and the casting director, we had a long, long, long conversation during the casting process. And then after they hired me, just kind of letting me know, hey, we're kind of different than a lot of other shows. You know, I'm sure there's many other shows that are just like that. But they were great, and he was awesome. You know, I did play a real bad character, a bad guy. My kids had never seen it. And about a month or two ago, I don't know, I just kind of like yelled out at YouTube and, you know, I gave the verbal command, pull that up. And we pulled it up, and my kids just went, oh, my gosh, Dad, you were just awful. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes I played those awful guys, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah, you pay bad guy really well. I like when you pay bad guy.
I wasn't too nice over there. But then that's why, you know, that's who the character, you know, they hired me because they wanted somebody that was going to really have fun with playing the bad guy, you know, playing the villain. And the funny too, I played opposite of Mitchell Anderson, actor Mitchell Anderson, who's actually been in the restaurant business, you know, in Atlanta for a long, long time. He's like, I think a gourmet chef. He's got a great restaurant down there. But recently he did a primetime series. A digital series. And it got a bunch of nominations. He's a wonderful actor. He's a really, really sweet guy. He's such a nice guy. And I had to be nasty to him. And that was not easy. He was such a sweetheart. And I knew him. We did some tennis tournaments and stuff. He was a very good tennis player, and we did some tennis tournaments after that for a year or so. But very nice man.
Yeah. You also want on Cheers. What would like working on these Cheers?
I'm sorry. One more time, David.
You were on Cheers. What would like working on Cheers? Cheers TV show.
You're saying we were kids?
Oh, Cheers, TV show. Cheers with Sam and Diane. Cheers. TV show, the comedy show, Cheers. C-H-E-R-S.
Oh, Cheers. Yes, Cheers, David. Yes. Yeah, Cheers was another fun one. Yeah, that was another really, really fun one. The cast was so sweet to me. You know, I always remember about that show, David, I just did the guest star, but I remember that particular episode, they took one more day than they normally do. I don't know why they did, but they took one more day of filming than normal. So I think we did it in 7 or 8 days. But I've told my wife, you know, in the past that every single cast member on the show at one time or another took a moment to kind of have a one-on-one conversation with me. Every single person on the show, you know, whether it was after lunch or during lunch or whatever, or before the taping, everybody took a moment to knock on my door. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? And just came in, and or took a moment just to get to know me a little bit, to welcome me to the show, and to just, you know, just took a moment to get to know me, and that meant so much to me. They were awesome, just a wonderfully sweet cast. And many of them I had ran into over the years and knew them, you know, at different, you know, levels over the years. Rhea Perlman and I had, of course, worked together on To Grandma's House We Go. We shot that up in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And she and I ate dinner, gosh, at least 3 or 4 nights a week together. She was just such a sweetheart. And Danny DeVito, her husband, he would come up and spend, you know, we were up there for about 6 weeks, and he would spend time there. And but she was really sweet. Just a great cast. Kelsey Grammer was just awesome. Just love the cast.
Yeah. Well, Dallas is my favorite show. I still can't believe I didn't recognize you on Dallas Dynasty. I just can't believe I'll be on Dynasty.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
Well, thanks for my question. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, David. Good to hear from you, sir. Have a nice weekend.
You too, thanks.
Okay, David, I will put Bobby on. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi, is this Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. We talked a few times in the past.
Yeah, hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Here in North Carolina.
Where are you? I was going to say, where are you calling from? Where in North Carolina are you?
Oh, Fayetteville.
Oh, Fayetteville. Wonder. That's beautiful there.
Yeah.
We had
some bad weather last night, but it didn't affect us that much.
Oh,
but,
that's good. Oh,
yeah, but you said you worked on To Grandma's House We Go earlier. I was just wondering, what was it like to work with the Olsen twins? Because I literally basically had grew up watching them on Full House and Two of a Kind and So Little Time. So I just basically just grew up watching them. But what was it like working with the girls?
They were adorable. Really sweet, really hardworking. You know, much of their life, you can imagine that, you know, I think from what I understand, it's something like since 9 months old, I think that's the time in which they started with Full House. But they have spent, or at that particular time, you know, they were you know what? It was interesting, Bobby, is they were 5 turning 6. So while we were filming, actually, you know, in June, this exact same time right now, we were filming through May and June, and I think their birthdays were June 6th, June 5th or June 6th,
I think it was the 13th. I think it's the 13th because I got a message from one of the news feeds the other day saying happy birthday to them, and how I compared them with the sister twins and the Bella twins, how they were the originators of Twin Magic before those guys came along. Those ladies came along, I should say. But,
I remember we celebrated their birthday. We celebrated their birthday while we were in Vancouver on location.
Because my birthday was June 8th, and it was unfortunate that I couldn't talk to you the last time when you was on with Carly because of the fact that it was her birthday show. And I'll let Carly hit the floor because it was your birthday, and it was a nice gift that David gave you, Carly. But anyway.
But yeah, they were very sweet young ladies, and I actually stayed in touch and knew them up until they were in their late teens, early 20s. I haven't seen them around, but I would see them and kind of stayed in touch with them, you know, as they grew up, and they were just very sweet, sweet girls,
I just kept finding out what they were doing in the world until Elizabeth, their sister, took off as a big time actress in her own right, and then I just forgot where they were as far as other than doing fashion designs and stuff like that. But it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But another question is, I find it funny that you work with Heather Tom, who was Victoria on Young and the Restless, and then you work with current Victoria on All My Children, Amelia Hying on All My Children. I just find it kind of funny that, and especially now with Heather directing a few shows on YNR, if they ask you back to get involved while she's there, it would be very interesting, nevertheless, to see back on YNR and taking orders from Heather, even on Bowling Beautiful, since she's done a few of those shows, since she's working the route on directing at CBS along with being on Bowling Beautiful. But you work with Rebecca, and I'm just want to say, first of all, it's great that she's coming back later this summer on GH, because it's going to be very interesting over there on what her character does. But I've always admired her. But you worked with Josh briefly, and I know Josh had done very well on his own with the Transformer movies and Las Vegas with Vanessa Marcel and Nikki Cox. But the two ladies, or Rebecca, and I know both of them were sweet. Which one was probably the one that probably just gave you advice along the way?
Between Heather and
which
Rebecca?
Heather, Rebecca, or Amelia,
Oh, gave me advice?
Yeah, because I know I know Heather was very young at the time, so you gave her a lot of advice of what she should do, and look at her now, because she won 7 Emmys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I might be off,
you know,
but my memory
is funny. With all three girls, I never gave them advice because they were far too smart, and I don't think that they ever offered me any advice. I got along really well with all three girls, and I had a nice friendship and mutual respect with all three. But as far as advice, even though I was older than all three girls, there never was a situation where I played big brother, it just never really was that situation. I knew them on a personal level, obviously working with them, I knew them on a personal level and things, but hey, listen, all three of those girls were doing just great. They didn't need to hear anything from me,
And what about Catherine Newman, who played Kobe on the show at the time when she was about 5 or 6? Because I've seen Instagram photos and she's all grown up now.
You're not talking about Cameron Grimes.
No, not Cameron. Caitlin Newman, who was on All My Children as Kobe.
I never worked with her.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, because I'm surprised, because she came out about the same time. Because I know that Cameron has really grown up a lot, and I'm just glad that she's back and she got a couple of Emmys. Because I think the three women that I just talked about that Heather, and Rebecca. I think Amelia and Heather have a couple of Emmys, and Rebecca's still looking for hers, but she got a Soap Digest award. So I'm just proud of what Rebecca has done.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that they've been doing well. And I just wish the best of luck to Rebecca when she comes on GH. And hopefully Carly can pull some strings, Carly. Hopefully you can get Rebecca on the show. I don't know if this would be a good idea or not, but hopefully you can pull some strings and maybe we'll get her on the show.
Yeah.
But I hope you have the rest of the evening. And
thanks, Bobby.
Take care.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll just go over the YouTube videos of your primetime shows later tonight or soon.
You know, I have never posted anything on YouTube, but I really would like to. I just haven't done it, but I certainly would like to, because I have a lot of things that are, you know, I mean, yeah, obviously, What happens sometimes, right, Bobby, is that things will get posted of us actors, whether it's pictures or whether it's videos or whatever. It's not always our favorite stuff. Sometimes it's stuff that we like, but a lot of things that I see, oh gosh, I would have never put that on my reel, or I don't care for that so much, or you know, gee, I should probably post some of my own things on it. And I really would like to, because I just have never done it, but I really would like to, because some of my work that I've done in the past, I've enjoyed, and I like for my kids, and maybe when I have grandkids someday, maybe I'd rather them see some of my choice things rather than things that just get put up there. So
right,
keep a look at right. Maybe I'll get ambitious here in the next month or so and start putting some things out there.
Yeah, and one more thing is, you worked with Michael Landon on Highway to Heaven. Did you ever meet his daughter Jennifer when she was a little girl prior to her becoming a big time soap star and as an adult?
You know, I don't believe so. When they were doing the movie of the week, the Michael Landon story years ago, his son and daughter were executive producing, and they brought me in, and I was actually got an offer to play Michael Landon in the movie of the week. And the problem was that's right when I was re-signing my contract with Y&R, and as it turned out, and I was actually really looking forward to doing it, but as it turned out, when I re-upped my contract, you know, part of the deal was I wouldn't do that movie of the week, and I didn't do it. And, well, I look back now, really wish that I had done it, because not only was I a huge fan of his, but I would have loved to have worked with his son and the daughter.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall you being on As the World Turns. I don't recall you being on As the World Turns at the same time that Jennifer started out there when she won her 3 straight Emmys over there.
I was never on World Turns.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Well, I guess you have a great night, and I'll
talk
to
Bobby.
You soon. All right. Have
Thanks,
a good one.
Buddy. Thanks for calling in. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, and you too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Bobby, I'm going to put you on hold. And Maggie's here. Yay. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, Aunt Daddy?
Maggie, I'm doing well. How are you?
Not the greatest, but I'm here, and I wanted to say hi to you, and I really miss you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you are sweet. Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate you saying that. You know, just as kind of a little bit of an announcement, I've done a little bit of acting since 2012, but in 2012, I actually took an opportunity to leave the business to head up a national financial services company. And part of my obligation was, per my contract and what the people who hired me and brought me in to be the CEO of this company, they basically needed me to kind of give them the assurance that I was not I was ready to leave my acting career and ready to leave kind of the Hollywood thing, and that was their language, you know. And at that particular time, you know, I had been basically moonlighting outside of the entertainment business, writing business plans and doing different kinds of business consulting and public speaking and things since I was on All My Children. So years later, when this opportunity came by, it was so attractive and so lucrative to me that even though I never thought I would ever consider leaving the business, when they put a contract and an advance in front of me at that particular time, I was like, wow, I would love the opportunity to do something really, really different in my life. And that was that opportunity I was looking for. So from 2012, basically almost up to current, I did two or three little movies, you know, in between, you know, small kind of cameo things, but really haven't done any acting since. And I would love to get back on a show the funny thing is that I really enjoyed the opportunity that I was given, and even to this day, I work, you know, with a production company. I basically, I have been a hired freelance writer, writing business plans and content and things of that nature for a number of years. And I enjoy doing that. It lets me have a lot of freedom in my life. But yes, I would more and more, it's been kind of burning on me for a long time. I'd love to work again. I'd love to act again. I don't really know, you know, whether or not, you know, a show would pick me up. You don't really know until you kind of get out there and see what the temperature is on you and your name and whether people really want to see you anymore. But anyway, I do miss it. And who knows, I might get the opportunity to do some things. And certainly anytime I talk about it like this and think about my experiences, people I worked with and things of that nature, I really do miss it. I didn't miss it much when I was running the company because I was so fulfilled doing that. It just came to me at a really great time in my life where I was really, really wanting to do something different and whatnot. But now that I've done something different for quite a while, you see your friends on the show and I see great performances and all different kinds of shows that are out there, from Netflix to the networks to, you know, feature films. And I think, wow, I really miss my craft. I really miss what just inspired me to get up every day and go to work. So, you know, that may happen sometime, and I don't know. As I like to say around my family, I don't know if they're going to let me back in. They may not want to see me anymore. Or somebody might want to say, wow, you know, gee, we used to like that guy, and he was nice, he was good to work with, and shoot, let's throw him a bone and get him back on a show. So you never know, but I'd be much appreciated if I ever got the opportunity to go back. But thanks for saying what you said.
Maggie, are you still there?
I'm here. Maggie? I took the phone call out. I'm sorry, Eddie.
Well, yeah.
No, it's okay. We're good, Maggie.
I do want you back, and I don't care what medium you want to be on, which one works out.
Thank you. Thank you, hon.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks so much. It's very
You're
kind.
Welcome.
Very kind of you.
That's how I really feel. I mean, for Carolina, it's like you were at, I mean, when you played Cole, from then on, I was hooked.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
I'm glad you tried other things. But, you know, made a little
it's
acting
a great
here and
show.
There.
You know, Bill Bell has written so many wonderful characters over the years, you know, obviously. And, you know, I think these actors, you know, that work on the show for long periods of time, even people who work on a show for a short period of time, you realize and recognize there's such a great family there. It's such a tremendous blessing to be an actor, to be on a show that is watched and enjoyed for so many years by so many people. That's the greatest reward, is to be a part of a show and a cast that has touched the lives of so many people. And when my friend Christoph passed away, oh my goodness, that was just so unsettling, obviously, with the loss of a friend. And then kind of coming back into the picture of the show a little bit through, you know, Christoph here, you know, through his passing and reconnecting with some friends and his funeral and some relationships, you know, that I've kind of rekindled after that. It just was a big, big reminder on how much I really miss those people. The cast and the crew and the experience of it all. I'm so thankful to have had it. And I have to tell you, Maggie and Carly and everyone, that whenever I tune in and watch the show, I don't care if it's GH or Days or B&B or Y&R, when I see my fellow actors out there that have been around for a long time and the new people that they're getting their opportunity, it's such a great feeling. I'm so happy for those people who have had these tremendous career in the lives. And also, too, I'm always so happy that the daytime media is still out there for our fans all over the world that truly feel a kinship and they feel a part of the family of their daytime show. That it's a wonderful medium. It's a beautiful, beautiful medium, and for so many people to find those people on the shows and those storylines and make them part of their family, it's just an honor to be a part of that, and I'm so happy that whole thing has continued on. They've held on. These four shows have held on, and I'm so happy to hear they've held on. I hope they continue to hold on. You know, it's a great place. We all know that, and it's a great place. And I'm honored to have been a part of it for the time that I was able to be there.
We're listening in our homes every day, or our phones, or wherever the medium is right now. But you're part of the family. I mean, you kind of think, well, when you guys have babies or get married or do stuff, it's like in real life, it affects us because we love you as characters on TV, but as a real person that's doing the work, you know, respect what you're doing. I really, really respect all of you.
Thank you. It's just amazing how when the time goes by, too, you know, you know, all of us, you know, all of us, all the time goes by for all of us. And it's funny, you just forget how much. When I think back of Heather and I working together, and, you know, I think when I started working with Heather, she might have been 16, possibly 17.
I thought
she was 16 when we started working together. And I think, my goodness, how young she was. And I was pretty young. Surely I wasn't that young. But when you think back on those times, it's just amazing. I feel like I'm at such a different place now, you know, having my own family. My boys are grown up now, and, you know, boy, time goes by, you know. It's strange how fast it's gone by in the last decade, you know.
What's last?
Anyway, well, you know what? Carly, I don't know who we have lined up, but I have got some people that I'm meeting for dinner, and they don't know I'm on the podcast, even though I've told them they forget, and they just keep texting me, "Hey, where are you?" And I'm actually pulled off the side of the road because I don't talk and drive. So I have to run here in a few minutes.
Oh, well, of course. But Miggy, are you done? Because David wants to ask him one more question.
Please come back.
Okay.
Take care of him.
Okay, David, you're on the
Hey, David.
David, are you there? David, where did David go?
David.
Well, David, are you there? Okay, well, I guess that's his boat. Is acting up, but I promise he will ask you the next time. When will you have a new project? Because we want you back to promote it. Well, if it were up to me, I will have you back every week, but you know that.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you.
No, I would. I mean, if I was allowed, if it was, like, up to me, it's my show, so it should be up to me.
Believe me, even my best friends like you, Maggie and David and Bobby, you guys would get really, really tired of hearing me if you had to hear me more than every 6 months or a year. You get really tired of me. Trust me.
Oh.
But
well, I know you need to go, but have a good weekend, and remember to be really safe on the 4th of July, because for some reason here, they are banning fireworks. I don't get it, but they are banning fireworks, like, all around Seattle, which I don't get. So
yep.
I hope we don't get caught up in my sister-in-law's house. So yeah, I have a really safe 4th of July.
Thank you. Thank you. Same
okay,
to all of
and
you.
We will keep in contact and have a great weekend.
Thank you all, and I enjoyed catching up with everyone, and thank you for your time this evening, and thank you for your friend who put together the artwork for your flyer that went out there. I appreciate their time, and I wish you all a wonderful weekend, a wonderful 4th of July, and I keep supporting daytime television. It's a great place to be, and I wish you all the best. Have a great
okay.
evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Carly. Take care, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. You guys up up here?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, Bob. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, we lost David, by the way.
I just hope it's nothing serious that he didn't. Because I hate to have us have somebody die on the air for it. I don't think it's that serious, but hopefully his phone isn't acting up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But this one has been stupid all day. I'm trying to talk to doctors and stuff, and it's been going nuts. Every time I try to say something, it hangs up, and da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
You're a photo with the lady? I was thinking about the last month.
Oh, so we, tomorrow, we have Nicholas,
Chester.
People, I want to say I would never admit this, but I got Nicholas. Cognu and Nicholas Pyle. You know, I got them mixed up, and I feel really dumb that I got them both mixed up. I don't know how I ever got them mixed up, but I got them mixed up in my mind.
Newman.
And I feel really stupid about that one because, you know, I am so glad I corrected my mistake, but I don't know how I did that. I have no clue whatsoever, and I just want to say too that Tuesday morning, we are having a special guest coming on, and I am so excited and so proud of myself that I pulled this off, but I really can't say that much about it yet.
Too late.
In the books, it's already down on the books.
I'm sorry, what? Carly, but depending on what time I can get off work early, I'll be able to just try to maybe possibly do the show, maybe possibly call in and just say hi to the guests, depending on if I can get off in time or not. So I'm not too sure if I'm going to be on the show because of my job, but depending on if I can get off early or whatever, I'll try to make it in time.
We are becoming really, really busy on Daytime After Dark, by the way, people. And I want to say, I usually don't give credit to Days of Our Life for a really valid reason, but I failed like yesterday, so was moving, and they paid one hell of a tribute to Caroline. It took 6 months. I know I should not complain, but it took 6 months to do this. But I just want to say and have you and I just want to ask you guys, did you guys notice that Justin and Adrian were not there? Jennifer
yes.
wasn't there.
Mm.
There was so many people missing.
It was mostly Brady's,
That it did not make sense to me. How did everyone
right.
feel about that?
Well, I know there was no way that Bo could have come back from the dead for the funeral or the service unless the characters have done what YR did and just got back into the real world to reminisce about their favorite moments with Peggy McKay and anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just kind of impossible for that to happen without just going out of character and just having the stars themselves, like they did with YR with Chris Austin St. John's tribute, to talk about their favorite moments about Peggy and stuff like that. But it was kind of great to see Carrie back on, and great to see Sammy back on.
I guess
Sammy is not doing any more Hallmark Channel mysteries for now.
No.
The only time I see Allison Sweeney on.
She's got that one show. I used to love it.
Maggie, didn't you wonder where some of the other
yeah.
people, you know, were not there? And
I'll let you go first, Carly, and I'll talk, but I wanted to just say, I noticed that Jen Lilly, Teresa, wasn't there, and I know, that, and I'll just tell you why, because I got an interesting tweet Monday morning from Jen Lilly from a fan asking how come she wasn't invited to the Caroline funeral, and she said, quote, she was filming a Hallmark Channel movie in Canada and was unavailable, so I understand her schedule.
Yeah, but it just brings me to the point where I was wondering if Frankie was called, I was wondering if Max was called, I was wondering if Chelsea was called. I was wondering, Caroline
right.
had a lot of, grandkids.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I understand. And I know this part would be a last minute thing for Darren Brooks to take time off of Bowling Beautiful to head over to Days and revive that character. But I don't know what happened to the others.
It just me so like.
How is everyone liking the new hospital this week? Before we go.
Well, the last couple of days I've been unable to watch it for two reasons. One, because we're under a severe thunderstorm threat, and I was afraid it was going to break in for weather reports. And then two, from the threats that we've been getting from Iran and the threat of war that our coward in chief, as I like to call him, was trying to say. And I was afraid it was going to break into regular programming, but Everybody told me they it didn't happen.
Mhm. See it on the app, on the ABC app or the website.
Mhm.
So, Peggy,
but,
it just, I'm sorry. Yesterday felt like it was officially say goodbye to her. You know, that was the end. Because before it was like, okay, it happened. One of my favorites for you. And now it's official because they did the show, right? And like, but Joe, it seemed like Joe did pass, but at the time it felt like, no, maybe not really, you know, until you saw everybody there and you're like, okay, it really did happen. I think they did a beautiful job with who they had. I will say that. There could have been people, but they did a beautiful job.
Right. And may I make a suggestion? I know this might be hard because of the time difference and stuff like that, but if you can get in contact, I'm just asking Carly if she can get in contact with Chrissy Clark, and I don't know because of the time difference how we can schedule out, because the fact she's over in England and Carly's in Seattle, and the time difference on how we can schedule that out without having a show around 11, 12 o'clock Carly time during the day, which would accommodate the time over in England, which would be about 8, 9 o'clock at night, as far as getting Chrissy Clark on the show.
No, I'm in 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I don't know if you can probably. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you can if there's a way you can get Chrissy Clark on at 11 o'clock in the morning your time to accommodate the time over in England because of the time difference, because you don't want to do a show this time of the night when it's 1, 2 in the morning over in England, because I don't think hardly anybody is asleep, is awake over there unless unless they are doing something big in London or Manchester. But I've never been over to England where I would know that, but I'm just saying it would be great to get Chrissy Clark on the show, even if we have to do a weekend show in the afternoon. That would be just great.
Well, I mean, sometimes when we have guests on, it's the time they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm, you know, I'm really screwed with what time a guest can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's sometimes the problem, right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say before we go, because we are on tomorrow at 1, one my time. 3 Maggie's time, and 4 time.
Me and David time. Hopefully David didn't. Hopefully nothing really bad happened to David, because I think we'll find out. But I'm gonna text him and find out what happened. But I'll definitely be on the air tomorrow. So I'll be just coming back home from getting a afternoon coffee, and I'll have some minutes to talk before I get ready for my date tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good to know that some people have Saturday night plans. I don't remember the last time I had a Saturday night plan, but that's okay. I'm not doing anything, but also remember, you guys, it's someone's birthday next week, so remember that, you guys.
Thomas?
Yeah, I'm very excited that it's someone's birthday next week, so I'm very excited for that. What?
Oh, no, that's right. With a certain guest, that would be the present, having him on the show. It's a him, people.
Well, you know, if I, okay, maybe birthday next week, but if I, if I, yeah, if I could get Monique Bernard on for Maggie, I would do it in a heartbeat.
We can dream someday.
So yeah, and we are gonna leave early because, like I said, we don't want to call the other voice song, which, you know, could happen. And really, I don't want to lose my voice because losing my voice means I can't talk. Which I think some people enjoy if I cannot talk. I mean, not you guys, but, you know, I'm sure my parents would love it if I could mother me for like a year without talking. But, you know, it makes sense.
No.
I mean, I didn't talk for like, you know, a long time while I was born, so I had so much stuff in it. Then after I learned how to talk, I never really saw up, so, like, it's really not my fault, but, and before we go, I just want to say, people stop wanting Carly and Sunny to have a baby with Down syndrome or something. I want my couple to be happy. This is a happy baby thing. And Carly is not 60 years old. Stop treating her like she's so old that she cannot have a baby. There was not an outcry when Sam got knocked up. Oh, Olivia got knocked up. But it's always my Carly that gets this outcry of she's pregnant. There was not an outcry when Ava got pregnant with Avery and screwed Sunny, you know. There was not this outcry of, oh my God, Ava's too old. There was not any of this outcry, so it pisses me off and it needs to stop, right, Maggie?
Right.
Yes.
I don't know,
so we better leave before I go on another rant, but we will be back, and David had to go. We will be back tomorrow. So enjoy, if anyone that cannot make it tomorrow, enjoy the weekend, and we will be back on Tuesday. So
all
enjoy
right.
The weekend, everyone.
You have a good one.
Have
okay.
A good tomorrow.
Okay,
bye-bye.
And David had to go. Because he had to go drop some equipment off, but he will be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Good night, everyone.